Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, guys.
What? What? What's up, Aaron? Aaron, for,
is that all you have to say to us, Aaron? For hey, guys.
For listeners, Aaron just said, I have something to kick us off. And JPC said, we have ideas. And Aaron goes, do you mind if I do mine? And we both said, I guess so. And we ripped up our index cards with our brilliant ideas.
No,
then
no.
Aaron panicked and looked around the room.
I deleted a hard drive full of ideas that I had.
And
what's
I burned the turtle
term?
Costume I had bought for my intro. What'd you say?
What's that psychology term for when... when you like live in a city and you hear an emergency happen outside, people are way less likely to call for help or do anything about it because they assume that someone else is going to do something.
Asshole syndrome, bystander syndrome.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Oh, Casey's typing. That's just what happened at the beginning of the episode.
Casey stopped typing immediately when he was like, "Oh, I'm getting called out."
And we were all sitting in silence, assuming someone else was going to start the episode. And I thought I would be the hero and say, "Hey guys, yeah, was it panic? Sure. Did it sound good or natural or like a good start to an episode? Of course not."
Aaron, yeah. It's impossible for you to become the hero because you're already the hero.
Aww, Vanessa.
And Aaron, I would
say, she's having a stroke.
Even more than that, you're the heroine, and that I'm completely hooked on you.
Aww, that's so weird.
And you're also kind of destroying America.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Kind of funny
words, destroy America.
How was your weekend, everybody?
My weekend was good. I went to Saugatuck, Michigan for the first time.
I've never been there.
And it is delightful. It is a bunch of lakes, and then it's a lot of little saloons and antique stores and restaurants and coffee shops, and they're all, I guess, nautical themed, which I guess I've never seen so much nautical themed stuff around a lake. Around oceans, yes, but around a lake, no. So it was a little weird, but it was a very good time.
Were they like lake specific nautical stuff, or was it like deep sea diving and boats and all that stuff?
It was a lot of boats. It was a lot of like the schooner pub and like all that kind of stuff.
Interesting.
It was a very good time. Charming.
It was for a Magic Tavern retreat. Because
I think you guys should have retreated years ago. I'm glad you're doing it now.
2 years in, we said retreat. We finally got around to it. There's a lot of apple orchards, a lot of places that sell pie. We went to a place called the Mitten or something that was, I mean, Michigan's called the Mitten, but then it was also baseball themed, the restaurant, like a mitten.
Like
and
a
so they had a
mitten.
Peanuts and Cracker Jack beer, which was surprisingly tasty. So I had a really good time. I thought it was fun.
Was it just peanuts? Regular beer with peanuts Cracker and Cracker Jack floating in it?
Yes, it was, disgusting. I had to strain it first.
They see three marks walk in and they go, I bet I could sell these assholes peanuts and Cracker Jack beer.
And they go, Mark, Mark, Mark. And we go, no, Adel, Arnie, Matt. JPC, I was going to say, we played some board games. We played Horrified, if you've ever played that. And that game is a blast.
Okay.
I might buy it so we can play it sometime. So it's basically, if you've ever played Pandemic, it's somewhat similar to Pandemic, where it's a co-op game.
Cubes.
And you're fighting against all the universal monsters. So there's like Dracula, Invisible Man, Frankenstein and his bride. And
tell me Swamp Thing make an appearance.
Well, Creature from the Black Lagoon does, but not
Swamp Thing. Yeah, Swamp Thing is from Con Air. Never mind.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much. So you have to sort of, each one has their own way that you kind of dispel them. So you have to like pick up items and use them in a certain way whatever it might be. But it's just an absolute fucking blast. It's so fun. We played that
three
times. I think we played it three times.
Whoa.
Very good game. JPC,
cool.
How was your weekend?
I played a game that we've played before, Adel, called Blood on the Clock Tower, which is a big social deception game, which is very fun. Also, I sent you guys a little recommendation over the weekend. I've not watched all of it yet, but I've watched, I think, the first four episodes of Jury Duty. Are you guys watching this yet?
Not yet.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to because Chicago, former Chicago improviser Ross Kimball is in it, and
there's a few former Chicago people. There's a I think it's a very fun like premise for a show. It's like kind of feels similar to like a Nathan for You, except it doesn't really feel like mean ever. The whole premise is that there's like one person who doesn't know what's going on, who thinks that they're like doing a documentary of something real, and everyone else, literally everyone else involved, is actors. But it's not like they're never mean to the guy. Like, there's a lot of shots in the show of the guy like laughing because he's like having such a good time as things are unfolding around him. Yeah. So I think it's got a very good good heart to it. But yeah, it's on Freevee. I don't even know what that is. But check out Jury Duty if you can stream it or watch it, because it's very good.
I don't even know what it is.
I know there was a show, this must have been 15 years or more ago, called The Joe Schmo Show. And it was similar where it was.
I was literally just this morning trying to find the clip of him at the end finding out mania of it. Oh my gosh, we have to. We will play the clip of it here right now, and then we'll come back.
What?
Matt?
Everything? What is going on? What is going on?
Matt?
Are you freaking kidding? Matt, are you an actor?
Everything I told you about my life.
Are you an actor? Tell me, just say it.
I am.
What the heck is going on? I can't believe it! I can't!
Next, Matt meets the actors out of character for the first time.
Ben? Dude, are you at least gay?
And coming up,
he is manically like popping balloons and laughing. It is wild. Have you seen that clip?
Yeah,
but it's I believe so,
because that was network. Wasn't that like network TV too? Like
it was network TV, and I believe it was the world's introduction to Kristen Wiig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there was actually heard on that show too. She had to get medevaced out of that show because that guy, they were in sumo suits, and she accidentally got hurt by the guy who was the average Joe.
Yeah. So I feel like whatever they were doing 15 years ago, some of the kinks have been ironed out, and and it makes Jury Duty a very fun show. So do look. I won't spoil anything else about it, but
ethics
do look
wise,
it up, 'cause it's very fun.
On a scale from 1, totally ethical, 10, Kid Nation, where does it fall?
I was just going to bring up Kid Nation as something else you should revisit that would not get made today.
Honestly, raising his hand.
It's hard to tell. I am way too young
to be here.
It's hard to tell because of how things are like produced, you know? Like you don't really know what was happening when the cameras were off or when they chose not to show like this angle of it, but it seems from just the baseline pretty ethical. Like it seems like everyone, but the other thing is like he's the guy who doesn't know what's going on is never the butt of any of the jokes. Like it seems like it's kind of like a pretty funny, well-written narrative that's happening on top of it. And a lot of the humor comes from like him observing the way that other characters are interacting in front of him, not like trying to put him too much in the middle of it. Yeah.
Right. He's more of like he's an audience that we
exactly.
cut to the reaction of. That feels like the only way to do it.
Yeah, that part makes it feel funny. Now, again, there's still two more episodes that I haven't seen, so if it does turn, it hasn't yet.
Hey, Aaron, should we tell him? Hey, JPC, you know how over the past couple years, you, me, and Aaron have had like 360-hour-long conversations?
Couple years? It's been way longer than that, right?
Well, you're on a podcast. There's mics hidden here and here.
Oh my God.
And here.
And here? Oh my God. I'm looking.
We're not just
and there's a camera.
Out.
There's a camera right here.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.